Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This afternoon for me, this morning for you, Erev Shabbos learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moi, Rav David Steven, Rav Yosef, and for a continued Refuah Shleima for David Meir Ben Mindel. We are going to Be'ez Hashem attempt to accomplish two dafim today, b'li neder, Ksubas daf Lamed, that's today's daf, and tomorrow Shabbos Tisha B'Av. Actually, it's the 9th of Av tomorrow. So tomorrow's daf Tisha B'Av, Ksubas Daf Lamed Aleph. We left off at on Daf Lamed Aleph at the words Amar of Chista. It's six lines down on the page. The last two words of the line are Amar of Chista. Good morning, Tzvika, Reb Mordechai, Chana Chanach, and Dr. Joe. Amar of Chista, said of Chista, Hakol Modim. In yesterday's daf, we presented a dispute between Shimon HaTimni and Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh about what type of women get knas. Good morning, Harav Dov, Binyamin, Ben Shneir, Zalman, Dana Cohen. What type of woman? So one of them said it's got to be a woman who has Tfisas Kiddushin, and the other one said it's got to be a woman who you could stay married to. Says Gemara Rav Chista, HaKol Modim, both of those opinions agree, Bebal HaNida, if you rape a woman who's a Nida, Shemishalim knas. Even though Nida is a chayve krisus, it's an exception to the rule, and you do pay knas. Lamanda Amar Yeshba Havaya. According to the opinion that said you need to be able to have a marriage with her, Hanami Yeshba Havaya. Even though Nida is a chiv kares, but you're allowed to marry a girl who's a Nida. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Usihi Nida Sa Alav, that if a girl happens to be a Nida during the wedding, the marriage still works. Lamanda Amar Ru'uya L'kaima. According to the opinion that said, it's got to be a girl who you can marry. Hanami Ru'uya L'kaima. Even though a Nida is a Chayve Krisus, but it's an exception to the rule, it's a Chayve Krisus that you can marry her, right? All women become Nida every once in a while. She's not going to be a Nida forever. She's going to go to the mikvah. You could stay married to her. So therefore, Nida is a Chayve Krisus as an exception to the rule. Says the Gemara. Our Mishnah says, if you rape a woman who you're chayv karis with, our Mishnah says you pay knas, says the Gemara, v'lav fuke, mide Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Our Mishnah comes to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. The famous opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Deciding with the Brice, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, ha'yo'oses yomakurim ki Shabbos l'teshlumin. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana said, just like Shabbos gets you out of monetary payments, because it's a chi of Mises Bezdin, skila, so too Yom Kippur, which is not a Mises Bezdin, Yom Kippur, which is kares, ma Shabbos mischayv v'nafshu v'atim v'nitashlumin, af Yom Kippur mischayv v'nafshu v'atim v'nitashlumin. So too, on Yom Kippur, if you're chayv kares, you're going to be exempted from payment. So Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana argues on the whole Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, if you rape your sister, you pay knas. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana says, no, kam lebed rabinei. You chayv kares for raping your sister, since you chayv kares, so there's no chiv knas. What's the whole source in the Chumash? That's going to be very important. For kam lebed rabinei. So the Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim, if two guys are fighting, v'chi natsu anashim, v'nogfu isha hara, and there is a pregnant woman, while two men are fighting, there's a pregnant lady, and they end up striking the pregnant lady, and it causes her to miscarry all of the fetuses, or fidai, one or the other. The fetuses in her womb. So if there was no intention to kill, then you have money. But if there was an intention to kill the other guy, then you're exempt from money. So you see, chiyuvi misa exempt you from money. So that's going to be very important for the rest of the daf. Says the Gemara, my time into Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. What is the logic of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana that he extends the din of kam lebed rabinei, that you only get the more severe punishment, not only for a case of Misa Umamon, even a case of Kares Umamon. What is the logic of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana against our Mishnah? Amar Abai, Nemar Ason Bidei Adam, Nemar Ason Bidei Shamayim. It says in that pasuk, Im Ason Yieh, V'nasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Im Lo Yieh Ason, Anosh Yieh Anesh. So that Ason is talking about Misa's Bezdin. But says the Gemara, there's also an ason. The word ason could also be referring to Misa Bidei Shamayim. Where do we see that? Yaakov tells the brothers he doesn't want to send Binyamin down to Egypt. What's he afraid of? Pen Yikra'enu Ason. Now, says the Gemara, what was he worried about? So the Gemara assumes in the Havamina, Ason that he was worried about is like some crazy thing will happen to him. He'll have some kind of Misa B'dei Shamayim. Something will happen to him. Says the Gemara, Maskel Rav Adar Bar Abba. Ask Rav Adar Bar Abba, ask the Gemara, why are you assuming that Yaakov is warning his kids that he's afraid that Binyamin is going to die from cold or hot or heat, which the Gemara now assumes dying from cold or heat, that's Bidei Shamayim. We'll see in a minute the Gemara is going to reject this. But good morning, Michael. Great to have you. So, says Amar, how do you know it's Misa B'dei Shamayim, that Sinim Pachim, that's what he was talking about? Dilma al Ariye Vaganve D'B'dei Adam Ninu. Maybe what he was afraid of is that he'd get eaten by a lion, or he'd get attacked by robbers, and that's Misa B'dei Adam. Now, the Mefarshim put that, and a lion is not exactly Misa B'dei Adam, but the Ganavim is a Misa B'dei Adam, but it just meant that, and it's calling it B'dei Adam because of the Ganavim. But the point of the Gemara is that the lion is not Misa B'dei Shamayim. Like when you get sick, when you get cancer, Chas V'Shalom, that's Hashem giving you cancer. But when a lion attacks you, the Gemara assumes that's the lion attacking you, not Hashem attacking you. We'll have to clarify that. The Gemara is going to clarify that in a moment, that that's not exactly true. But that's the Havamina of the Gemara, that Sinim Pachim, that's Bidei Shamayim. Ariye Veganve, that's Bidei Adam. Says the Gemara, so the Gemara rejects the Kasha. No. Atu Yaakov, aha Izer, vaha lo Izer? What do you mean? Yaakov just said he's afraid that an Ason would happen. You think he was only worried about Misa Bidei Shamayim, and not Misa Bidei Adam, and not Misa Bidei Shamayim? Yaakov al kol milei izer. He was afraid of both Misa B'dei Shamayim and Misa B'dei Adam happening. And yet it refers to as Ason. So you see, Ason can mean both Misa B'dei Shamayim and Misa B'dei Adam. So therefore, Rabbi Chani ben Akana learns, when the Torah says, Im lo yason anoshi enesham, ason yev nashad nevesach novish, that you don't pay money where there's an Ason, it means even Misa B'dei Shamayim. Now, the Gemara goes off on a little aside to address the issue that I just raised with you. And that is, what, tzinim pachim? If you get, tzinim means cold and pachim is hot. If you get sick because you go out in your underwear in 10 degree below weather and you get sick from that, that's Misa B'dei Shamayim? Or it's hot like anything and you don't drink and you go out and it's hot, and you die of heat stroke, so that's Misa B'dei Shamayim? Ask the Gemara. Vitzinim pachim B'dei Shamayim? No. A guy who dies from cold or dies from heat, that's called Misa B'dei Shamayim. Vatani, we learned in the Braisa, Hakol B'dei Shamayim, all punishments come from Hashem, Chutz Mitzinim Pachim. Except if you go outside with no clothes on and 10 degrees below zero, that's not Hashem killing you, that's you killing yourself. If it's deathly hot outside and you go in the desert without water, so that's not Hashem killing you, that's you killing yourself. Why are you calling that B'dei Shamayim? Shenemar, Pasuk in Mishlei, that cold and hot can attack a person, but someone who's careful can make sure that he doesn't get afflicted by them. And says the Ritva in Bava Basra, Kuf Mem Dalad, this Ritva is a little close to my heart these days, or I should say close to my stomach, but says the Ritva says that it's not just cold and heat that people can bring illness upon themselves. Also, based on what they eat and what they don't eat brings a lot of illness on a person. And what are you going to say? A person eats like a chazer, he goes to a chasna, he fills himself up in the shmorg, and then he fills himself with the main course, then he has all the desserts, and he gets sick. Oh, Hashem did it to me. No, that's not Hashem doing it to you. That's you not taking care of your own body. You got to take care of your own body. That's what the Ritva adds. It's not just sin and pachim. Not just cold and heat, that's up to you to decide whether you're going to get injured by that, but also the food you eat. You are what you eat. That's what we see. Do you live to eat or do you eat to live? Okay, all right, we'll get off that. All right, here we go. Anyway, Shnemar, Tzinim pachim. Oh, so that's one kasha. Vesu, and furthermore, Arya v'ganve, a lion or robbers, that's bidei Adam. Arya v'ganve, bidei Adam. Is that really bidei Adam? The Hamar of Yosef, v'chein tani Rabbi Chia. Rav Yosef and Rabbi Chia both learned in a brisa. Well, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef made a statement, and Rav Chia said the same thing from a brisa. Rav Chia, miyom shechar beis hamikdash, from the day the beis hamikdash was destroyed, afa bi shebat l'sanhedrin, even though there's no longer a Sanhedrin sitting in the miyom shechar beis hamikdash. Can you imagine Erev Tisha B'Av? We're reading the Gemara. Miyom shechar beis hamikdash. A dafyomi coincidence. Miyom shechar Erev Tisha B'Av. Miyom shechar beis hamikdash. Afa bi shebat l'sanhedrin. Rabbi Shechter says every year here on Tishbav, he says that that's why we say Visein Chalkeinu B'Sarasecha, that we're Yiratzon Sheibana Beis Hamikdash Merv Yonim Visein Chalkeinu B'Sarasecha, because the Sanhedrin used to pask in the Torah from the Lishkas HaGazis in the Beis Hamikdash. Now that we have no Beis Hamikdash, we have no Sanhedrin, so we're lacking in Torah. That's why we daven after Shema Yisrael Sheibana Beis Hamikdash Merv Yonim Visein Chalkeinu B'Sarasecha. What does Beis Hamikdash have to do with Torah? No, because the Sanhedrin sat in the Beis Hamikdash. So says the Gemara, Miyom Shechar Beis Hamikdash Afal Bishab Batlu. Butlu Sanhedrin, and we don't judge Din Nefashis anymore. Arba Mises Lo Butlu. However, we still have Dalad Mises Bezdin. What? Lo Butlu Ha Butlu. What do you mean? There's no Sanhedrin. How do you have Arba Mises Bezdin? Ella, says the Gemara, Din Arba Mises Lo Butlu. Even though we don't have Bezdin doing it, we still have Din Arba Mises. The Rishonim say only for the Tzadikim, but the Rishonim Hashem says, I'd rather pay you back in the next world. What do you mean that we still have Arba Mises for the Tzadikim? Mishin is Chayiv Skila, or no, from the Gagal Chayiv Darasa. Someone is Chayiv Skila, he falls off a roof, or a lion eats him up. So you see, a lion eating you is Mises B'dei Shamayim. Mishin is Chayiv Srefa, someone is Chayiv Srefa from Bezdin. Oh no, from the lake, oh no, from my Kisho. What's Srefa? They pour hot lead down your throat. So what happens to this guy? Either he gets burnt in a fire, or a snake bites him and the poison goes, the venom goes in his bloodstream and he dies like Srefa. Mishin is Chayev Hariga, someone who does an Aver that he's Chayev Hereg, Saif, death by the sword, Onim Salamalchus, O Listen by the love. Either he gets given over to the Malchus who's going to kill him with the sword, or robbers are going to kill him with the sword. Mishin is Chayev Chenek, someone who's Chayev death by strangulation. What do? They mom strangle him by the throat. What happens to him? O Tovei Abinari drowns in the ocean, which is by strangulation. O Meis Besaronko, who dies with whooping cough. Says Gemara, you're right. Ela Epoch. It must be you got it backwards. Arya Vaganda Bidei Shamayim. The robbers and the lion, that's Bidei Shamayim. Tzinim Pachim is Bidei Adam. The cold and the heat, that's Bidei Adam. Anyway, this is all Abaye's Lashon. Just take a look for 1 second. Tosfos on the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph. Miyom shachar beis hamikdash. V'mitorma ma'alonak and mem shana kodesh shachar beis hamikdash. The mem shana kodesh mechorban galsa sanhedrin. Shlodana din nefashas. Tosa says the bezdin didn't stop doing din nefashas when the korban happened 40 years before the korban. Sanhedrin ran out of there. So why did Gemara say miyom shachar beis hamikdash batlu? It would really happen 40 years before. Says Tosa Yishlomar de lefamim letzorach shah hayuchosin sanhedrin lishkas agazis ulach lo psikel lemistei mem shana kodesh mechorban. Apparently, sometimes if they really needed them, they would go back. Even after they were gola, they went back to Beis Hamikdash. Sometimes they needed them there, and occasionally they would still judge Dina Nefashas even after those 40 years, even later than those 40 years. All of this is Abaye's explanation from Rechon Mekana. Ason means not only Misa B'Day Adam, but even Misa B'Day Shamayim, and therefore Kamalei B'Derabim Minei. Doesn't only apply to Mises Bezdin, it also applies to Misa Bidei Shamayim. Rava has a different source. Rava has a source from the Din of Molech.
Rabin, I'm sorry, can Rabin just touch upon the difference between a Kol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mitzin of Apachim and a Kol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Meir Shamayim?
Some kid my shir did his project on this. So I think what they say is that one is talking about Yiravodas Hashem and one is talking about punishments. It's two different statements. Like one is saying Kol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Meyir Shamayim means that Hashem is in control of everything that happens to you. The only thing that you're in control of on your own Avodas Hashem level is Yerushalayim, meaning Hashem creates the opportunities for you, but only you can decide whether you take them or not. You know, Hashem doesn't decide how frum you are. He decides everything else about your life. He'll decide whether you're rich or poor, whether you're fat or skinny, whether you're healthy, whether you're Ashkenaz or Sephardi. He'll decide all these other things, but your frumkeit, your Yiddishkeit, that's up to you. Hakobut Yishamayim Chutz Mitzvin Pachim is referring to punishments. When a person gets punished, so all the punishments are from Hashem except for cold and hot. That's what I think some of the Mepharshim say. I got to look at it more, but that's what I remember. The kid, my shir, gave a presentation on. We have projects at the end of the year. All the kids present projects, so somebody presented on this.
Mechila Rabbeinu, as Rabbeinu was talking about, so the last two lines of Tosis actually address it. Ba'ad Amar, Kovid Hashemayim. I apologize. Maybe the Rabbeinu.
You know, what does he say? So what does he say? Adrav, what does he say?
Ba'ad Amar, Kovid Hashemayim, Chutz Mirushalayim, in Inyanu Lakam, the Hasam Kael, Vlad Bimei Yimo, Shagozrim, exactly what the Rabbeinu said. Shagozrim, Ya Aniyo, Ashur, Gibor, Ocholash, Tipe, Shokacham, Adal, Sadik, Virasha, Lo. Meaning, Kovid Hashemayim, Chutz Mirushalayim, is that that's what there's Gozer, when a person's in the mother's stomach, but to be a tzaddik,
right? Now, it's going to be what's going to be the quality of your life in general. What's going to be the general quality of your life? So there, it's chutz miyirushamayim. But in terms of your punishments, that's I think this thing. Where were you reading Tosas? Which Tosas?
Rabbeinu, the Tosas Hakol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzvin Mepatim, and it's the last two lines. Tosas addresses it.
Yeah. Ein yelokad the hasam kai al havlad b'me'e imo shegozrin im yehe ani o ashir gibor o chalasi. There, it's not a punishment. It's just like, are you going to live a poor life or a rich life? Are you going to be a strong guy or a weak guy? That's not necessarily a punishment. You were born that way, right? It's not a punishment. What's going to be your IQ? Are you going to have a high IQ or a low IQ? That's not, you didn't do anything, you were born that way. Here we're talking about, you know, stuff that's going to happen to you in your life. I think Tosa is saying, that's your characteristics, and this is about stuff that's going to happen to you. Okay, anyway, good question. Let's continue. So all of this is about this Abaye. Rava says the source that we say Kama b'drabani according to Rabbi Chunni ben Akana, even by Chayv Krisus, Rava Amar, Tamid Rabbi Chunni ben Akana mehacha. It's from the din of Molech. By the way, three way machlok is we've shown him what is Molech. Rashi says the priests put your son through fire, but he does not die. Ramban says the priests give him back to you, and you put your son through fire, and he does die. You keep pushing him through until he dies. Rambam says, you push him through, but he doesn't die. Interesting. Three opinions. Apparently, it's not clear in the Chumash. Rava, matam de b'chon yukon mehacha. V'mhalei me'alim amar tzaseni hem minoy shehu b'sitom izara la molech. If you guys don't give the guy who worships molech his punishment of skila, v'samti anis man abishu v'mishpachto v'chrati oso. If you don't punish him with Mises Bez, then Hashem says, I'm going to give him kares. Amra tayra, kares sheli b'kemisa shalachem. My karis is like your misa. Ma misa shalachem patim tashlumin. Just like we say, kamalei b'drabani by skila, af karis sheli patim tashlumin. It says, my ma'ikim in revela by. What's the difference between the two reasons? Ikim in ayah zara shalachat shuma. The difference is, a avera, that's a misa b'de shemayim, if a zara eats shuma, la abai pater, because abai's source also includes misa b'de shemayim. Or the rava chayiv, rava's source only includes karis, not misa b'de shemayim. So if a zar eats truma, he's chayv misa b'de shemayim. Now, a zar eating truma, so the hafla points out, one of the achronim, the hafla, Bar Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, the hafla points out that the chasam sofer's Rebbe. So the hafla points out that when you chayv money for eating truma, it's only once the guy gave it to a kohen and you steal it from the kohen. If a guy was mafresh truma, Yisrael was mafresh truma, he hasn't given it to the kohen yet, then you eat it. There's no chiyuv money. Who'd you steal from? You have no idea which kohen he's going to give it to. Any kohen who comes to you claiming the money, you're going to say, no, I meant to give it to a different kohen. So nobody can make a claim of you. So this case must be, that flaw says, where the guy didn't already gave the truma to a kohen. Others say, no, you chayev money to the shevet akahuna, even if you eat it beforehand. Anyway, Says the Gemara, Ula Abaye Potur. What, and Abaye will say that a Zar that eats Truma is Potur from payment? But didn't Rav Chista say that Rav Mechonim Mekana agrees that if a guy steals the chalev, which is an Isser Kares to eat it, a guy steals his friend's chalev and he eats it, that he's chayev. By the way, I taught the daf this morning to three guys. Somebody asked me a great kasha, which I did not have time to research. If you steal chalev, chalev is Aser Bahana. So if you steal chalev, you have to pay money, it's Aser Bahana. I thought it's worthless. If it's Aser Bahana, I thought it was worthless. Anyway, that's an interesting kasha about whether things that are worthless really have any monetary value. This Gemara would seem to say, if you steal your friend's chalev, even though chalev is Aser Bahana, it still has value. You have to pay him for it. Interesting. I'm sure somebody talks about it. I just didn't have a chance to look it up. So if you steal your friend's chalev and then you eat it, you're chayev. Why? Shekvan is chayev b'gneiva kodin shabali de'yeser chalev. Because you only say kamli b'drabnei when the two chiyuvim happen at the same time. Here, you lifted it up. Once you did hagbah in his rishus, you lifted up his chalev, you stole it at that second, and then you put it in your mouth. So you're chayev the misa b'di shemayim a few seconds later. It's not the same time. Oh, so you should be chayev. Alma d'bid d'ag b'kani, mischa b'nam shal havi ad o'chale. So hachanami, b'in d'ag b'kani. So too over here, by a zar that eats truma, you lifted up the truma, so you stole it. And you're not chayev misa b'shemayim until you eat it. Says the Gemara, Hachamayaskin, Gosh Tachavlo Chaveo Soch Piv. No, maybe you didn't pick up at all. Somebody else shoved it into your mouth. Says Gemara, Sof Sof Kim in the last say, Kanye. So when you chew it, you own it. Mishab Nasal Havit, the ball, but you're not Chayv Misubidishamayim until you swallow it. Answer the Gemara, Gosh Tachavlo Soch Pay Sabluya. The guy stuck it all the way into your throat, you didn't chew it. Says Gemara, wait a second. Hey Chidami, E Dematzi Lahaduri, if you could still spit it out. Neheder, so you should spit it out. So you're still chayev before you swallow it. Vida lo matzi ladur, if it's all the way in there, your mamish couldn't spit it out. So you're an anus, mamish, somebody else shoved it into your mouth. Why are you chayev at all? Am I chayev? So my lo tzricha de matzi ladur aidei adchak. Funny answer. The Gemara says, well, it would be very, very hard to get it out. It is possible to get it out, but it's so hard to do. So you just, when you continue to swallow it, that's when you'd be chayev both at the same time. So that's one answer. Rav Papa gives another answer, how you can be chayev on the truma at the same time, eating it and stealing it. Rav Papa Amar, kigon shetachal lochav mashkin mashkin truma shir truma l'soch piv. Somebody poured liquid truma into your mouth. The second he poured the liquid truma in, so it's already disgusting. So spitting it out won't do anything. So therefore, the stealing and the iser. And you didn't steal it, somebody else put it in your mouth. So now when you swallow it, so the two things are going to happen at the same time, the chi of money and the chi of misa b'dishmayim at the same time. And the third answer, Ravashi Omar, Bizar she'achal truma mishalo v'kara shiran shel chavero. Wow, a whole nother story. Massively long Tosia talks about this. Mamam lezeb, misa lezeb. But he says, it's talking about a case of no. A zar has a grandpa who's a kohen. His mom's a bas kohen. So his grandfather's a Kohen. So his grandfather gave him truma. Go sell it. Make money off of it. He decides to eat it. And while he's eating the truma, he rips somebody else's garment. So he'd be exempt because of kamalei b'derabnei. That's at the same time. While he's eating the truma, he didn't steal the truma. He's eating the truma and he ripped somebody's garment. So some of the Rishonim say what's going on here is he ate the truma which was covered in the garment of somebody else, so he ripped it at the same time. But others say, no, he ripped it with his hands. He ripped it with his hands. Right, the Me'iri writes, the truma was wrapped in the silk garment of somebody else. So he ripped it with his teeth. One says, nah, others say, no, that's not what it's talking about. The Shita Yeshana, quoted by Shita Gubetza, says, no, he ripped it. So then this long tosis deals with, what do you mean? So the misa b'dei shemayim is for the truma, and the money is for the ripping the garment. It's two separate chiyuvim. So you would say kamla b'drabni by that, but the Gemara seems to say yes. And that's what Tosa says over here also. Yeah, you say kamla b'drabni for that. Okay, one daf down, another daf to go. Here we go. Tomorrow's daf. Shabbos is daf. Tisha B'Av's daf. Jeremy, good morning. Great to see you. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Gufa. We learned previously. Amar Rav Chista, Moder Rav Nechani Ben Echan, Begon of Chelbo Shal Chaver, V'achalo Shal Chayim. Rav Nechani Ben Echan agrees, if you steal your friend's chelev, that you're chayim. Shekfar Neschai, V'gneva, Kodesh Yavol, the Yisr Chelev. Because the Gneva is when you lift the Chelev, and the Yisr Chelev only happens when you eat the Chelev. So it didn't happen at the same time, we don't say, come to the Rabbinate. It says, Gemara Lema Pliga, the Rabbi Avin. Let us say that this statement of Rav Chista argues against Rabbi Avin. Damar Rabbi Avin hazorik chetz mitchilas arba l'sof arba v'kara shirar b'lechoso pater. Rabbi Avin said, if you shoot an arrow four amos in the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, so you violated Shabbos because you're not allowed to carry or throw something four amos, and as you shot the arrow, while it's going four amos, it ripped somebody else's garment. He said, you're pater. Shakiro tzarech hanachi, because it's one long act of carrying. So hachanami hagba tzarechili. Don't you have to lift it up in order to eat it? So why don't we say it's one long act of eating, lifting it up and eating it? Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Chanachanach, this is probably the original hachi hashta. This is probably right here. This was the original one. This is the first one when Chanachanach was in my shir. Hachi Hashta, this is the one that everybody got it right on the test, and I got it wrong. I was the Rebbe, and I got it wrong. Hachi Hashta, it's a faulty comparison. How could you compare a guy stealing chelev with a guy eating truma? I'm sorry. How could you compare stealing chelev with shooting an arrow and ripping garments? Hassam. In order to be chai of carrying four amos, you need an akira and a hanacha. So it's one long act over there. But hacha, what do you mean? You could eat food without lifting it up. Hacha, efshal achila b'log bad, ibay gachin v'achil. You could lower your head down under three tefachim and eat it. Rashi says hakbah is three tefachim. Others say one tefach. So you could lower your head under one tefach. That's one difference. Inami. Once you shot the arrow, you can't take it back. It's one long action. But hacha, if you lift up the chelev, you don't have to eat it. Matzi mahadale, you can stop before you eat it. It says Gemara, what's the difference between these two distinctions? Ma'ika ben ha'lishnai, ha'lishnai, ben ha'mavir sakin, v'shiz rabim karishorim ba'lichoso. Guy's carrying a knife in v'shiz rabim, and he rips garments while he's walking with it. La'aklish and damas yefshel la'anach b'lo akira. It's one long action there too. You're carrying a knife for tefachim. Once you shot the arrow, you can't take it back. Here, if you're walking with the knife, you could stop. Gufa always means we learned previously. Amar Rabbi Yabin. Hazorek chetz mitchilas arba l'sof arba v'karshur ma'l'chasov pater. Shakir tzor hanachi. If you shoot an arrow for tefachim shesur rabin, on the way it rips garments, you are pater. That's considered to be the same time. Even though you shot the arrow and it ripped the garments after two amos and then it landed four amos, it's considered to be the same time. Frank the Gemara, Masi Rabbi Barabaya, the Gemara asks. Masi Rabbi Barabaya. We learned in a brisa. Oh, here we go. Hagonev kiss b'Shabbos Chayim. If a guy steals somebody else's wallet on Shabbos, he's chayev. Even though he violated Nisan Doraisa, which is chayev skila, by taking it out of the guy's house. So he violated two things. He stole money, and he violated Shabbos by carrying it from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim. Why chayev? Because when did you steal it? When you picked it up in the guy's house. Hagbah is kone b'chol makom. So lifting it up, you were kone already in the house. And you weren't chayv Shabbos till you walked out of the house. It's not at the same time. So you chayv mamonis. However, hayu megarev yotze, pater. if you didn't lift it up in the house, you dragged the wallet on the floor outside of the house, then you're putter. Shari Issa Shavis Gneva Bayin Ka'echad, because then you didn't steal it until you dragged it out of the house. And at the same moment that you stole it, you're chai for Hotzah. Ask the Gemara, Vamai, why in the Reisha are you chayev? Why don't we say that it's all one long Maisa Hotzah? Ask the Gemara, my skin, it could go and chikbi om naslatsneo. You lifted it up with the intention of hiding it somewhere in the house. V'nimlach ala votzio. Then in the middle, while you were walking, you changed your mind and you decided to walk outside. Ask the Gemara, that's overkill. If that's true, you're talking not chayev Shabbos at all for that. We learned this in Shabbos. There was no akira letzorech carrying. If a guy on Shabbos is moving stuff around his house from one corner to the other, and in the middle while he's moving it from one corner to the other, he changes his mind and decides to walk outside, he's exempt, he's putter. V'nimlach aleim motzim, changes his mind to bring him out, putter. Why? Shlohois akira misha rishon lakach. Your original akira was not for the sake of taking it outside. Answers the Gemara, lo temanas latzniyo el ema amanas lahotzio. V'hacha b'mayaskinon kishe amad. No, it means you lifted it up with the intention of carrying it outside. Then you stopped. And then you took it out again. That's when you chayev. Because you stopped. Says the Gemara, amad lamai, what did you stop for? If you stop to adjust it on your shoulder, urcheu, that's normal. That stopping is not considered to be a significant stopping. It's normal. Ella ba'omed lafush. It means you stop to take a break. So if a guy picks up a guy's wallet, he's walking outside, he stops before he goes outside, stops. So now he stole it, but he didn't violate Shabbos yet. Then he goes out again. He stopped to take a break. It says, v'lakasif my. Potter, but what are you going to tell me? If the guy stops to adjust the package on his shoulder, then he's taka potter? Adatani ha-megariyos ha-megariyos ha-potter niflog v'nistim v'didah ba-med v'amon v'amon l'fush av'alakasev potter. Why did you have to run to find a case where you're potter? Why did you have to go run to find the case of dragging it out? You could have said the case of potter is where you stopped to adjust it. If you stop to take a break, then you're chayv. It's two separate actions. If you stop to adjust the package, that's considered to be known your putter. Why'd you have to go run to another case of Megara Viyotze? Just distinguish between stopping Lafush and stopping La Kasef. Says the Gemara, we reject this answer. Must be we reject this answer. We don't like the answer of Akira Tzorochanach. Ella, says the Gemara, really we're talking about where you picked up the wallet, and you walked outside without stopping at all. Hamani ben Azai dama halach ka'ome dami. Wow. This is ben Azai's shita. Chanachanach remembers from ninth grade. This is ben Azai's shita. We said, mahalach ka'ome dami. Ben Azai holds, every step you take, every move you make, every step you take is a separate Akira and a separate Hanacha. Think about it, right? Every step you take, you're picking up your foot and putting it down. Picking up your foot and putting it down. So, if you hold like that, then you're going to be Chayev. Why? Because you picked up the object to steal, then you took one step, then two steps, then you walked out. So, every new Akira Hanacha, every new step is a new Akira, new Hanacha. That's Benazai's Shita. Dharma Mahalech Ka'ome Dami. The top toises, Chanachanach, I seem to remember doing this top toises, and I remember doing a Reb Chaim in the stencil on this top toises. I don't have my svarim here in Israel. I couldn't look it up, Reb Chaim on the stencil. Anyway, you could look it up, Reb Chaim in the stencil has on this toises. Toises asks, according to Ben Azai, that every step is like a new Akira Nonacha, how are you ever chayev for carrying something Arba Amos and Rishus Harabim? Every step you take is a new Akira Nonacha, you never go four Amos. Take a look at Tosas. Well, it's a halacha l'moshe misina. V'lo yafir mina. Abo benazem ayah b'mahalach mechonis l'pati derech sachi. U'vishan parol benazem ayah mishkach zo. U'machai u'mishani b'koyfeitz. Tosa has two explanations. Either it's halacha l'moshe misina or you jump. Now, if you hold, if you jump, okay, that we understand. But it's halacha l'moshe misina, so I think Reb Chaim talks about whether halacha l'moshe misina is mefarish, mefareshes or mechadeshes. Do we say it's a new type of hotzah or it's redefining hotzah? Uh-oh, the Zoom just stopped out of nowhere. Anyway, says the Gemara, Aval Zorek, my putter? What are you going to tell me? Even according to Ben Azai, the Mahalach is Ka'omen. But Zorek, but let's say even according to Ben Azai, if he chucked, what do you mean? If the robber chucked the wallet out the door, what are you going to tell me? He's putter from payment. He's putter from Tashlumen. So again, we have the same kash as before. We have the same kash as before. I'm going to leave the door open. Hopefully the signal will be a little stronger. Here we go. So, says no, we have the same kash as before. Niflug v'nista b'dida. So why are you running to a case of Megara v'yotze? Distinguish between walking and throwing. If you're walking, Ben Azai says, each one's Akir Anacha, you'd be chayev because you stole it inside and then you walked outside, and each step is new Akir Anacha. Aval Zorek Potter. Says Gemara, no. The Bryce I want to teach you a Chiddush in Megara v'yotze. Megara v'yotze is Trichale. No. Megara v'yotze is a special Chiddush. We want to teach you that. You might have thought that when you drag the guy's wallet outside of his possession, so you're not chai for Shabbos at all, because that's carrying in such a weird way. So you would think that's ain derech chotzah b'kach. Kamash malan, that no, it is derech chotzah. Says the Gemara, uvemai. What size wallet is it normal to drag it out on the floor? Iber ravrave, if it's a large wallet, urcheu. Obviously, it's normal. Why do I need the chiddush of the brisa? Obviously, it's normal. V'ibazotche, if it's a small little wallet, lavor chayv, it's not normal. Says Gemara, elabim mitzeh. You're right. We're talking about a mid-sized wallet. So a mid-sized wallet, it's a chiddush to say that if you drag it outside, you are chayv on Shabbos. Says Gemara, wait a minute. Uda'af ke lahecha. Where exactly did you drag this wallet out that you're chayv for Shabbos? Ida'af ke l'rishas harabim. If you dragged it from Rishas Yehud, which is a Rabbim, Isser Shabbos Ika, Isser Gneva Leka. If you dragged it into Rishas Rabbim, so you're chai for carrying from Rishas Yehud, which is a Rabbim, but there's no Isser Gneva. You know why? Because Meshicha, the Gemara is assuming right now, the Kenyan Meshicha does not work in a Rishas Rabbim. That's what we assume. At the end of today's daf, we're going to present the Machlokes, because I'm worrying about this. But Meshicha does not work in Rishas Harabim, the Gemara is assuming. Meshicha only works when you pull it into your Rishas. V'id afke Rishas HaYachid, if you carried it into Rishas HaYachid, Isser Gneva Ika, so then you stole it, but Isser Shabbos Leka, going from Rishas HaYachid to Rishas HaYachid, Mido Raisa, there's no Isser. Right? Shlomo HaMelech u'Beis Dino Gazru, that you're not allowed to carry. We learned in Erevin that Shlomo HaMelech and his Bezdin decreed that you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid without an Erev Chatzeros. So, there's no Chil Shabbos. Answer the Gemara. Lo, Tzricha. Da'afke, let's see the Rishus HaRabim. And by the way, the Rishonim, Tosin, the Ritva asks, very nice, there's no Meshicha in Rishas HaRabim, but doesn't Kinyan Dalad Amos work in Rishas HaRabim? Which means, any object that's within four Amos of me, I can acquire with a Kinyan Dalad Amos. Says Tosis, take a look at the Tosis over here. Fourth toes on the page. That's a special halacha where you find a lost object, so two guys shouldn't fight with each other over who got it. So we say when you're four amos away, if it, you get it already. Because otherwise, if you have to, we're going to be diving. We're going to be lost object. We're both going to be diving. We'll kill each other to go get it. The lolesel in suye, we get mishumiguna, and by a get, dalad amos is kona because we want to help the get the girl get divorced. We don't want to be an aguna. Avol leganov lo tikin shigun lo dalad amos. But the rabbis did not institute that arba amos should be kona for a ganov in Rosh Hashanah rabbi. Back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, lo tzricha da'afki litzidei Rosh Hashanah rabbi. Meshicha is kaina to tzidei Rosh Hashanah rabbi. Says the Gemara, uchaman, who's this going like? Ikarabba lezadom tzidei Rosh Hashanah rabbi, kishas rabbi, damu, iser Shabbos, ikar, iser gneva v'leka. Yeah, it's called a Rosh Hashanah rabbi, so there's no Meshicha, and you are violating Shabbos. Ikarabba lezadom tzidei Rosh Hashanah rabbi, kishas rabbi, damu, iser gneva, ikar, Shabbos, leka. If you tell me tzidei Rosh Hashanah rabbi is like a Rosh Hashanah yachid, very nice, so you stole it, but it's not a Rosh Hashanah rabbi. Answer with all Rabbi Lezer. No, it is a Rosh Hashanah rabbi. V'chiyam Rabbi Lezer, tzidei Rosh Hashanah rabbi, dam hanimi l'nichuvah de Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer said, tzidei Rosh Hashanah rabbi has a status of Rosh Hashanah rabbi that's only as far as the laws of Shabbos are concerned, because sometimes the rabbim spill over from the main street and they go on the side road, and therefore, as far as Shabbos is concerned, it's Zimna Shus Rabbim. The Zimna Dedachke Rabbim Vaila Lahasim. Because sometimes the Rabbim will push out of the Shus Rabbim and go there. Aval in Yemikna Kani. But as far as acquiring a Chafetz from Meshicha, even Rabbi Lezer admits that it's considered like a Shus HaYachin. Because as far as that's my time, Adol Lo Shchiche Rabbim. You don't have Rabbim there so often, and therefore, it's like an alleyway that Meshicha works because you don't have Rabbim there most of the time. And the Gemara gives a second answer. It's actually not a second answer. It is actually a third answer. Maybe even a fourth answer, right? We're trying to explain this brisa, how are you chayiv in this brisa, right? Megara v'yotze. Right. So we said first answer we said is that you like we gave first answer we said is that you picked it up with the intention to move it around and then you walked out. Well, I rejected that. Then we said you stopped and we rejected that. Then we had a third answer. Benazai, Mahalach Komadami. We rejected that. Then we had... where'd you take it out to? All right, so it's really a second answer to answer the brisa of what the chiddush of Megara V'yotze is. Right, how are you ever chayev for taking it out? Halo Meshicha is not Kona Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So Ravashi Omar Kagon Shetzir if Yodol Lamata Mishlosh of a Kiblo. Ravashi says, no, it's not Meshicha. You put your hand down underneath three Tfachim and you flicked the wallet out of the Rosh Hashanah Yachin into your hand in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So it's not Meshicha. It's a Kinyan Yah. So the same second that you stole it, you also violated Shabbos. Uchidarava. That your hand is considered like a makom arba'a tfachim arba'a tfachim. It's considered to be a hanacha, a good hanacha on your hand. Even though you need to usually do a hanacha on top of a place that's four tfachim by four tfachim, and your hand by definition is not four tfachim by four tfachim, but your hand, since it's attached to your body, and it's a makom chashuv, it's considered to be a good hanacha in your hand. And it's a kinyan yad. So the kinyan yad and the Isra Shabbos happened exactly the same second, and that's why you are putter. Ravacha masni hachi. Ravacha liked this answer. Ravina masni differently. Ravina learned differently. La'olam da'afkei l'rishus harabim. really you dragged it into the Sarabim. Ubrishas Sarabim Nami Kana. And Meshicha really does work in Ubrishas Sarabim. Vitarvai, but you could do Masiska Mifligi. So now we just quote a Machlokas, right? Ravina, Rav Acha said Meshicha does not work in Ubrishas Sarabim. Ravina said Meshicha does work in Ubrishas Sarabim. Vitarvai, but you could do Masiska Mifligi. They're both arguing about how to learn the following Mishnah. This not. Haya Moshcho V'yotze. Let's say a guy is stealing an ox. And he's dragging, he's leading the ox outside. Umes. Birshus Bailam. If the ox died, the robber is trying to steal your ox and the ox dies before he gets out of the house. Putter. You'll be Moshechit. So Mishich is not Kona in your Rishus. So you're exempt. Higbio. If you lifted up the ox, I guess you got to be an ox to lift up an ox, but let's say you lifted up the ox, so then you were cone it right away. Higbio, Osho, Tziyamishus Bailin, or if you dragged it out, Umes, and then it died, Chayav. So then you already stole it, you got to pay for it. Ravina diik me reisha, Ravacha diik me sefer. Ravina diik me reisha, Hayamoshcha viyotse Umes Bishus Bailin, Pater. Time of the Mace Bishus Bailin, right? It had to have died beforehand. Ha ho tzimishus bail mace chayav. So you see, Mishicha is kone in Rishus Harabim. Ravacha diik misefa higbio osho tzio. If you took it out, you're pater. You're pater. I'm sorry. Higbio osho tzio. If you took it out, you're chayav. Hotzo diom dagba magba das lishu say. Just like Hagbah, it comes into all the way into your Rishus. Hagbah is Kona everywhere. Af Hotza, Nami does the Rishus say. Hotza's got to be, when you did Hotza, it's also got to be where you brought it into your Rishus. But in Rishus Rabbim, Mashiach is not Kona. It says Gemara, L'Ravacha, Kasha, Reish, L'Ravina, Kasha, Seifa. Says Mar Rachel Ravachal Kasha. No, don't ask me Kasha. Kama de los Lushu say, Rishus Bailam Karina Bay. Since you did Mashiach into Rishus Rabbin, and Mashiach doesn't work, as long as, I'm sorry. Right, Ravacha holds Mashiach does not work in Rishus Rabbin. The Risha seems to say that it does. No. Really, Mashiach does not work. But Kamad Delosklu should say, so long as the object did not come into my Rishus, Rishus Bailam Karinle. It doesn't mean that you did the Mashiach in the Rishus Bailam. Even if you brought into Rishus Aram, your putter, because Mashiach doesn't work in Rishus Aram, but it's still called the Rishus Bailam. It's still called that it didn't come into your Rishus because Mashiach doesn't work. Safe the Ravina Lokasha, and the safe is not a Kasha against Ravina. Hotza dumi dagba lo aminin. Who says that Hotza has to be exactly like Hagba? Hagba is Koda. But Hotza, what this is the Bryce says, Yuchai, when you motzi it, Ravina will explain, even if it did not actually come all the way into Rishos, even if you just motzi it into Rishos Arabim, you would be Chai, because Mashiach is Koda, according to Ravina and Rishos Arabim. So you don't have to read it that way. Okay, Rabosai, we will stop here. And Bez Hashem, I hope to record Tisha B'Av, Sunday's daf. We'll record Tisha B'Av's daf. I'll record it right after Tisha B'Av. So by the time you're finished with Tisha B'Av, you can listen to the recording. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos, a Shabbos Chazon. It should give us the eyes to see what's really important in life. And we should have a meaningful Tisha B'Av, and we should be Zocha, that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt speedily in our days. Thank you very much for joining.